Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to it. We are 133353 is our number. We do it for Bryden's Lawyers. We are talking grand final, among other things. We'll have a bit of fun with Paul Kent, James Hooper, Gordon Tallis and Maroon. And Melbourne 30 beat Canberra 10. That was on Friday night. Then last night, Penrith 20, South 16. So congratulations to Penrith. They're into the grand final. They've only lost one game this year, which I think is massively impressive. And so I think most of Sydney will be behind you guys next week. The Mountain Men taking on Melbourne in the grand final, which you can hear here on Triple M. It's time for this.
Welcome to Maroon's Trivia Night.
Well, lots and lots of people have contacted me saying, when will the trivia be back in pubs and clubs? So I just like to do the clubs these days, not the pubs. But we will be back soon as COVID allows. But boys, I've got a great prize for you today. I was down walking my little dog, Da Vinci, at Prince Henry Estate Little Bay this morning, walking along, I think it's called Gull Street, and somebody had had a throwout. And look what I got from the throwout, a lovely little pendant, little shield that you can have if you win today.
Wow, look at that.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's
beautiful.
Yeah,
and it
says City of Lismore.
Says the City of Lismore, yeah. Presented to David Cubbin by Friends of the Northern Rivers Centre of Music on the 9th of November 1984, the City of Lismore. So I think that's a beautiful piece. I mean, you know, you hang that on the wall. That's lovely. Yeah,
that's a real conversation starter.
Yeah,
isn't it
is, isn't it, mate? So yeah. That's for the winner. I think that's a conversation starter.
Done yourself today.
Well, listen,
there's a bit of a First Fleet style boat on there,
yeah,
and a bull,
it's a
and
lovely
a
little
crown,
thing.
And
it's got something on the back too.
Tony Soprano, can we get a photo of that and get it on our socials? Because that's the best prize we've done. Forget about lollies.
What sort of weight is it? You know, would a 3M hold it up when I put it up in the pool room?
Or I don't think a 3M
or
would
just sit it on a shelf.
I think you'd want to go a 4M. And right. But mate, that, even if you burnt that down, that's pretty good quality chipwood, that, if you wanted to melt that down. So, boys, let's have a little crack at it. Right. Your name is your buzzer, and all the questions are sport. Paul, don't look so excited. Your time starts now with Maroon's quiz. Question number one. It's all sports questions. Your name is your buzzer. In what town was Don Bradman born?
Paul.
Barrel is incorrect.
Yeah.
It's Cootamundra.
Yeah.
So he's on minus one. This is your best chance here. Hoops, you too, Gordon. Question number two. Your name is your buzzer. What city held the Olympics in 1980?
Paul.
Moscow.
Moscow is correct. We are back to nil all. In the NFL, the Dolphins represent...
Paul.
Gordy.
Miami.
Miami is right. So he's back. Are you awake, Hoops?
Yes.
Just
I was
check
just
your
this.
Buzzer.
Yeah, just watching
good
the...
Good Lord, mate. Look, I don't want to...
Watching Mount Panorama, a bit of Bathurst Anthony, and then the Wallabies are playing as well. But no, I'm riveted by your pub trivia. You know how much I enjoy this segment.
Your mum asked me to stop doing this because she's so embarrassed for you.
Leave mum out of it, please,
right.
Mate.
Okay, so where are we now? Nil. Oh, you're winning, Paul. 1-0. Here we go, the next question. How many times has Australia won the America's Cup?
Hoops. One.
One is right. 1-1. Yes, Mrs. Hooper.
He's come good. 1983, wasn't it?
It was 1983. That's right, mate.
Was that Bob Hawke's famous line?
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't they win it after that?
No, they had. They held it, but they didn't win it.
Yeah.
What horse came second in the Melbourne Cup in 2011? I can give you a clue here. It starts with red.
Paul.
Red.
I know what it is.
Five, four, three.
Red Cadeau.
Yeah! You only need one more, Paul, and you're going to take this beautiful City of Lismore shield home.
I'm trying, Anthony. I'm trying.
All right, here we go. The next question. Who won the Soccer World Cup in 1966?
Paul. England.
Ah, he's absolutely lapped you blokes again. Your poor mother, Hoops. She's going to be the first person.
Leave mum out of it,
she's
going
to be the first person to literally die of embarrassment.
Oh, mate.
Congratulations, Paul. You have won the shield. We'll take a break and come back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to it. Looking forward to next Sunday too. We're going to broadcast live at the NRL Grand Final. And congratulations to all the Penrith people. Like I said, and the AFL fans, you've got your AFL Grand Final next week too, which unfortunately the Brisbane Lions didn't get in. And the Grand Final's in Brisbane. So that's a bit of a shame there, Gordy. I suppose people in Brizzy would be blowing up about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't read the papers this morning. But yeah, I suppose... You know, it was the only Brisbane side left in. Fighting. The only Queensland side left in the fight. So probably a little bit disappointed AFL fans.
You're going well in the NRLW.
Yes.
Oh, the Broncos. Sorry. Yeah, I watched a bit of that. They beat the Roosters yesterday, didn't they? 24-16. Yeah, so that's a great game. And so they back it up again next week, the Roosters and the Bronx, aren't they, in the grand final?
Yeah, well, that's we'll be out there for that.
Yeah, so good luck to both teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, our poll for today, Maroons poll. We'll get an update for it for you very shortly. Triple M NRL Facebook or at @MMNRL. What do you think has been the biggest thing in 2020? Do you think it's been the efforts of Peter Volandis, the impact of Peter Volandis on our great game? Do you think it has been the Panthers making the grand final, having only lost one game? Or do you think it is the Gold Coast Titans winning five games in a row and their call on the Gold Coast? Anyone who sacks anyone for going to work today is a bum. Five wins in a row up there.
Listen, I'm going to get a text from Tom Tate, the mayor of the Gold Coast, and I'm going to get a campaign. You are not allowed back on the Gold Coast.
Well, I wouldn't go there now because I used to love going there, but you ruined it for me. So
perhaps.
So what are you going to do with all your properties there?
I don't have any properties there, you palooka.
Haven't you got an arrangement? You have got a property there. Anyway. And haven't you got an arrangement with one of those five-star hotels up there?
Yeah, I've got an arrangement with them. They give me the bill and I pay it. How about that?
That's not true. That's not true.
No.
That's a complete fabrication and you know it. Because I've heard you openly soliciting and promoting the joint on here previously.
No, I said I go to the Versace, but I pay for it. I don't.
You
get
go
it for
Versace?
Yeah.
Wow.
As if he's paying for that, Gordon.
What, mate? Yeah. I'm a 54-year-old man. I can go wherever I want, and I don't need to feel like I'm doing the wrong thing.
Well, Gordon's starting a campaign now. He doesn't want you back on the Gold Coast. I don't blame him.
Can you tell Tom Tate I wouldn't know him if I passed him in the street? Tell him that. All right? hello, Tom, too, if you're listening, by the way. I know they do listen up there in the mayor's office. Now, boys, let's talk a bit of footy. No, I do. I know Tom. He's a good fella. Good bloke. Okay, now let's talk a bit about the teams that lost over the weekend, the Raiders and the Rabbitohs. Both of them, for different reasons, did themselves proud this year, Hoops. Both of them came from outside of the four to go so far into the final series. But now it becomes a story of two different things. So it's because the Raiders obviously lose Johnny Bateman, who is a mainstay in the Raiders' side. So, you know, that's going to be a big loss for the Raiders. Kotrick going to the Doggies. So I wonder where the Raiders go from there. They have proven they can, you know, fill gaps.
Yeah, look, I think what Ricky Stewart's been able to do at the Green Machine since he's returned has been superb. And I don't think the Raiders will have any issues trying to retain this premiership window that they're currently in open. So they obviously made the grand final last year, omitted in the preliminary final this season. But they get Josh Hodgson back next year, who was missing for the majority of the season. And they've shown that they are also able to recruit players. Corey Harawira-Naira is a test forward and joined their mid-season this year. Most likely he'll go in with a full pre-season under his belt and fill in on that right edge where Johnny Bateman was. So I get the impression as though the Raiders are still well-positioned. I think Jack Watton and George Williams with another pre-season under their belts playing together, things are still on the up.
They've got a few kids coming through too, which we haven't heard too much about now, but certainly they've got some talent. And so although they are losing a couple of players, I think they're pretty satisfied with who's coming through in their place.
And
I think the way Tarpany finished the season, he's a superstar. You've got Papali that's turned into a real consistent, you know, professional front row that does the job. And you've got, you know, the Mad Redhead and Horsburgh to come back in. So there was a few injuries. So they've got enough talent there. And, you know, I suppose just keeping them all fit and fresh and healthy. And I think Ricky's done a great job. And it was the first 6 weeks, I think, it ended up taking that out of them. And coming up against the Roosters, you know, in hindsight, it was probably their grand final, wasn't it? They sort of just run out of steam a little bit.
Yeah, look, it's been an unusual season. When they were travelling to Campbelltown to play their home games, had to sit on a bus for a few hours. Those sorts of things knocked them around. I think there's been a clear toll taken on a lot of teams this year. And let's look at it this way too. The two teams that are in the grand final this week. One is Penrith, who did very little travel comparatively. And the other is Melbourne, who did very little travel. Melbourne even campaign and succeeded in getting their home games changed from Suncorp, which was an hour away, to the to the Sunshine Coast.
Mm.
So both those teams, I think, have benefited by the fact that they actually didn't do a lot of travel. And I just think that, you know, for various reasons, it's been a really unusual season. But we spoke earlier in the show about the effect it has on you travelling on the day, the amount of time you spend travelling, and that these two teams have come through fresher than anybody else.
Okay, boys, what about the Rabbitohs? Now, this might be, it's kind of a different tale here because the Rabbitohs have Jai Arrow coming. We've seen the emergence of Corey Allen and young Paulo on the wings. They have Latrell Mitchell coming back from an injury, and he was really just starting to hit his straps at the Rabbitohs when that injury happened. So it would think the Rabbitohs hit 2021, they hit the ground running.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reason for optimism and that they're on an upward trajectory. That's, you know, they've bowed out in the last few prelims. I think it's three straight now that they haven't been able to kick on from there. But irrespective, when you add a Queensland State of Origin representative like Jai Arrow, you get Latrell back. I think probably one of the bigger decisions Wayne Bennett's got to make is, does he retain Corey Allen at fullback and does Latrell go back into the centres? There's a bit of talk around Jimmy the Jet might get moved somewhere else over the course of the off-season. So I think there is still a little bit to play out in terms of the Rabbitohs roster, but I think the signs are good because they've got the nucleus of what's a really good playing squad, all committed and on board.
Yeah, I think the Rabbitohs, from being a true premiership threat, are probably one really good middle forward away. They had someone.
Do you think that is Arrow or?
I'm not sure. I'd rather someone just a big yardage guy like a. He's not generally a play one type guy. Mm. Arrow.
Yep.
I think that's like Sam Burgess was a massive loss. Yep. Clearly, but. They need someone of that sort of stature. Yeah, and they need a Warrior Hargraves type player who can, you know, a Fenua Blake type player who can just win the middle for them. And I think that, Arrow, look, I just don't know if he's quite big enough to do that. But that's all sort of, I think, between South having, and having a red hot crack at the Premiership.
Boys, just quickly, the Bathurst 1000 is on, of course. Lap 91 of 161. Tander leads, followed by Tim Slade. So first and second, it's Tander and Tim Slade. So we'll keep an eye on that for you over the next couple of laps. But there's the Holden there going around up the top of the mount at the moment. Looks like a good day. Obviously, there's a lot less people there than there would normally be. But Tander at the moment from Tim Slade. We'll take a break with Paul Kent, with James Hooper, Gordon Tallis and Maroon. And we do it for Brydens as Triple M rocks the finals.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
And welcome back to it. We're rocking the NRL finals. Paul Kent, James Hooper, Gordon Tallis, Maroon. And keep your emails and tweets coming in at @MMNRL. Just before we go any further, our poll today, and of course the poll is, what's the biggest thing in 2020? Has it been the influence of Peter Volandis? Has it been the Panthers getting to the grand final only losing one game? Has it been the Titans winning five games in a row? Whoopie doo.
Actually, well, we've just had another option added to the poll.
Well, we haven't.
That's option D.
Yeah.
And that's Maroon's sex change as a result of the Gold Coast winning five games in a row.
Yeah, right. Listen, mate, pick your boyfriend. Is it Kendi or is it Gordy? And stick with them. You can't.
Don't worry about boyfriends, girlfriends, in friends, out friends. Right?
Yeah.
You just stay in your lane and worry about comparing the program.
Well, that's what I was trying to do before I got interrupted by you. And as I was saying, the poll, just updating it again now, just recalculating it. Volandis has 59%, Titans has 21%, and the Panthers 20%. So the Titans winning five in a row over the Dragons, the Dogs.
Wow.
The Broncos, while Siebes was out looking for the Trollers, was just massive.
Stop picking poor Siebes.
I'm not picking
on
him at all.
Watch him on 60 Minutes last week.
Yeah, I did watch him.
I think he's found in the troll refereeing in Cowra or something, didn't he?
Yeah, something like that.
Part-time. NSW.
They did nothing more than just pass on like most people did.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank God we got that solved.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
A poor old referee in a bush got a text message and passed it on.
Yep.
Wow.
That's the person at the New South Wales Rugby League. It's embarrassing, really.
Yeah. Apparently he had somebody else in his phone too. I forget, I read it in the newspapers today. There was, he had somebody in his phone. It doesn't actually say, the washed up king, I think it was, is the person. Yeah, so it's a Bit of a pseudonym.
They can't find who the washed up king is.
They can't find out. We're looking. We've got the search party out now for the washed up king.
Mm. Probably somebody that used to work here.
Yeah, probably you.
There's probably you.
Hey, fix the bill.
The washed up king of Cairns. They just left the rest of the text.
But as far as I know, I still work here, Paul.
As far as you know.
Yes. Well, that other radio station starts tomorrow. Tomorrow night, the other new one with Joey Matthew and that on it.
Yep.
Anyway, you are our expert on the V8 supercars here, Hoops.
Am I?
Yeah, who's leading and what's going on?
Garth Tander and Shane Van Gisbergen are in front. Right. 95 of 161 laps complete.
Right.
Looks like decent conditions up there at the moment. There was some concern that the wild weather might have sent the race out of control, but at this point in time, it's smooth sailing.
And Slade in second?
Yes, Slade is in second. Anthony, thanks for pointing that out.
And
who's he driving with, do you know? Will Davidson's
in third.
He's in
17. He's in the DJR Penske car.
Okay.
The Penske file. 17's the famous Dickie Johnson number. All right, boys, it's time for this.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes... I call BS.
Well, I mean, I could call BS on you, Hoops, because you said you're the expert on the supercars. You don't even know if they're in bloody Camrys or Cressidas or Magnas. You don't even know who Tim Slade races with. What sort of an expert are you? I call BS on you.
He's in a Mustang, Slade.
Can you please stop boring people and stealing oxygen with this garbage? When did I say I was an expert on Bathurst? Well, you just said I was an expert on Bathurst.
Well,
I've said it before. I'll say it again, Anthony. Stay in your lane.
Right. Would you like to call BS on anything?
I'll call BS on the people who are putting the slipper into Ricky Stewart because of what was a one-question press conference on Friday evening. The Raiders lost. So I don't know. The story was Melbourne and the fact that, you know, Cameron Smith is into an eighth grand final and what it means in terms of the context of his career. And it was to celebrate the Melbourne Storm. The story wasn't whatever Ricky had to say, but some people have got themselves tied in knots about the fact that his press conference only went for, I think it was nearly 2 minutes or something like that. But I just don't see why it's such a big deal.
I mean, he said what he had to say.
Correct.
He said it correct, you know?
Yep.
So I'm with you. Paul, would you like to call BS?
Yeah, I'll call BS on the Wallabies. They're playing right now, obviously. I think it's 10-7 to the All Blacks at the moment. But last week's game, if you remember, Anthony, I was giving you from around the grounds. I was sending you an update to the score.
That's right. You did a great job too.
Yeah, and look, I turned the game on, and at full time, the scores were level. And so then you just go into, you basically play until there's a stoppage in play, okay? It went for 8 minutes, and it was, to be honest, it was compelling. And the play went up and down the field. Possession changed over, advantage was played. Both teams, for whatever reason, just really didn't set up properly for a field goal. But then after 8 minutes, the Wallabies had their backs on the try line, not for the first time, and rather than try and work their way up and score a try or kick a field goal, they just thought, you know what, let's just kick it out and take the draw.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, in elite sport, you don't take the draw.
No.
I know in a percentage play game over a season, whatever, you might do it that way. But when you're playing the All Blacks for the Bledisloe, you haven't won the Bledisloe since 2003. I think you need to try and win the game. I thought it was such an ordinary look that they just, when the hand went over the flame, it showed me that the Wallabies took their hand away first by saying, you know, we'll settle for the draw.
Yeah.
The All Blacks didn't settle for the draw. The All Blacks were trying to win the game. The All Blacks defended their try line several times throughout that extra 8 minutes, and not once when they got the ball on a turnover did they kick it out if they had, that the game would have been over. They didn't even look to kick it out.
Yes.
Well, I just thought it's a poor look, and I showed me where the Wallabies are still at.
Well, see, it's like a draw is like kissing your cousin, as they say, Hoops.
I think it's kissing your sister.
Right,
isn't it?
Is it? Okay.
Yeah,
one of the unconfirmed reports, too. I think you might have kissed one of your cousins once.
With your sister watching.
That's when we were living in Hobart. That was years ago. What about you, Gordy? Would you know? We might have to. We've run out of time here, actually. So we'll take a break. No, we've run out of time for Gordy's I Call BS.
Yeah. I'll save it for next week.
Righto, okay. Mate. I hope it's still topical. We'll take a break and we'll come back.
It doesn't matter for Gordon.
It's Triple M Rocks the Finals.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M Rocks Footy.
All right, welcome back to it. Thanks to our friends at Bryden's Lawyers who are on deck. And, of course, on deck once again with the mighty New South Wales State of Origin side. If you're looking for expert legal advice, then have a chat to Bryden's Lawyers. Paul Kent, Triceps Hooper, Maroon, Gordon Tallis. Now, Dally M's tomorrow. Looking forward to find out who the winners are. But, Gordy, you've got a bit of a, well, we'll call this Gordy's Dally M Team of the Year.
Yes, I sort of put it together. I was talking to the producer. Charlie asked me to come up with a team. So at fullback, I got Ryan Pappenhausen. I think he's had the best year as a fullback. On the wings, I got Nofaluma and Josh Adokar. In the centres, it might seem a bit strange, I got Tony Staggs. And Ollum, my 5'8 is Cody Walker. That was the tough one because there's been a couple of good 5'8s. My halfback is Cleary. My front row is Fisher Harris and Josh Papali. My number nine, which has been some great number nines this year, I've gone for Coruscant. The hardest one was the back row, but I went for Kickow and Sean Lane from the Parramatta Eels. And my lock is Murray.
Hmm. Justin Olam's the first one there. Out of left field, I thought a little bit. Not that it's undeserving, though, Gordy.
No, I don't think there's been too many centres get over the top of him. He's been super consistent. He and Josh Adokar on that edge has been an unbelievable. It sort of reminded me a bit when Leilua and Rapana had that year where they're unstoppable. I think that it's an amazing combination. And, you know, just because he's playing down there in Melbourne and we just sort of, because it's such a team performance all the time, I think he gets overlooked. I think he's a... Mate, I think he's a cracking player.
And Appy Coruscant is in there in your Dally M Team of the Year?
Well, like there's, you know, there was Grant, Cameron Smith, you know, there's, and then, you know, Cook's, you know, last part of the season was absolutely outstanding as well. But, you know, I think Appy Coruscant, if you go over the whole season, I think he's been probably the most consistent and the big reason why Penrith are on top of the table.
Mm. But, Paul, Hoops, would you like to add anything to that? A couple of spicy ones in there?
Yeah, no, I like the team. I think he's done pretty well. There's a couple... Yeah, it's Gordon's opinion. A couple I probably wouldn't have put in myself, but...
Can you let me in on that secret, Paul?
No, well, look, I think Olam, you know, I think there's been... Yeah, you know, you didn't find a place with Jack White, and I thought he's had a great year, Jack White.
Yeah, well, he's 5'8". Yeah, I mean, and then, of course, what you put him in the centre, so field, he's in your best 17.
Yeah.
But I think Cody Walker, overall, has had probably a better season, but...
What a field, you know, that is for the 5'8". So, Gordon, like, you've got Cody Walker, then you got Jack, then you got Luke Keary, then you got Cameron Munster. Mm. They just go on and on. So, very lucky at the moment. One bloke, I thought, Gordy, in terms of your back rowers, I reckon he might just force his way into the Queensland team, is Jaden Sewer from Souths.
Yeah, Jay, absolutely. I think, especially with the injury to Fafita, I just like, he's super aggressive, isn't he, on the edge. He's got a great, and what I say when I say, he's got a mix in his game. He doesn't do the same hit up all the time. Doesn't run the same angle. He gets it. He's got a bit of footy in him. No, I really like the way he plays, and he goes close to that red line every week, which I like.
Yeah, I thought you might find that a little bit endearing. What about us through? You had Sean Lane in there. What were you thinking there?
Well, he's really good on the edge. I think, you know, he was a player that had so much potential, and I think he was at Manly. I think he might have had a season at the Sharks, might even have went over to the Warriors. But I think at Parramatta this year, just on that edge, he's been a handful. He's been like Kickow. You know, I think that, you know, for the halves that have been, you know, spoken about, you know, not getting the job done, I think he's been really handy on the edge. I think he's been one of those guys that has probably played to his potential for the whole week. For the whole season.
Boys, any other thoughts on Dally M? What is the, with the COVID environment, Hoops, can you tell us more about what the arrangement will be for Dally M's?
It's a virtual Dally M's awards night, Anthony. So there will be some players who are no longer involved in bubbles, be it for the grand final or State of Origin. They will come in and be part of the coverage at Fox Sports, at Fox League. But then for players like James Tedesco, he'll be sitting at home in the lounge room with his tuxedo on. And he'd be doing it all via the virtual Zooming, the virtual reality. So it'll be done over the computer.
Okay. Well, boys, what we want to do is hang on to it. Keep your powder dry because next hour I'm going to ask you who you think are going to win the individual awards. But, Paul, it's just about done time for you. So before you go, mate, what about your thoughts on who wins the grand final and why?
Well, I can tell you that next week, Anthony. It might change.
Well, that's a very good point. But are you saying that because
I think Melbourne are probably rightful premiership favourites now. I think they've got big match experience. I think they've been fresh and nicely during the break. I think that they're the side that's going to get there. Yeah. I think Penrith. I like Penrith, and if Penrith win, you'll look back and you think, why didn't I see that? Mm. Yeah, which we do most years. I just think that. I think Melbourne has just got the big game experience. I think that the Cameron Smith element's going to add another little. Just a sharpener for the Storm this week. It'll help sort of. Not that they need it, but it's just another little incentive for them. I will say too, Anthony. Just before I go, I'll leave you with this. Matt from Collaroy,
right,
has written in. Okay, right. He said, Anthony, please refrain from taking on the persona of Radio Attack Dog. I consider you better than that.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a supporter. I defend you daily from numerous trolls, deadbeats, and haters. But I don't appreciate you auditioning for a role at 2GB. Anyway, congratulations on the job you did at the South Function last night. Blake Solly said he can't do cash, but he'll transfer the 10K into your account by midday Tuesday.
10K? 10K? Well, that's sort of Matt from Collaroy kind of money, isn't it?
It is. Oh, yeah, I think 10K is aiming a bit high for you.
That'd be for 2 years.
The 10K was, you've had a great season.
Yeah. Well, Paul, thank you, Matt from Collaroy, for your emails and tweets at @MMNRL and for your ongoing support of our show. Paul, we'll catch you on NRL 360.
Can't wait.
And we'll now transform this into Pop the Corks, baby. It's happy hour. Time for a few cocktails. Get out the party pies, whack them in the Mikey for 30 seconds. We're going to have a little bit of fun. Paul Kent is leaving the building, and we'll see him on NRL 360. We'll take a break and come back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.